irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Lisbon, Portugal, to Kendall, South Florida, to Abu Dhabi, to Zamundo. We are the Tastemakers.
Let's not forget Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Palm Beach, Florida, Miami Beach, Florida, and Kendall, Florida.
Well, I did say Kendall, Florida.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Oh,
but you said everything but Boca Raton.
And I was floating.
Right. Seemed like we were at every one of those cities except for, we were at all of them.
We were in all of them. Yeah. Kendall, Fort Lauderdale, Boca.
Well, a happy Tuesday to you, Mark, and
gorgeous.
Another great day. Last week when we were here, it was freezing, it was dark, it was cold, it was gloomy, but wonderful looking today in the 60s and cool, comfortable,
which is cool,
cool
really.
Comfortable temperatures. Got a lot on the docket today to discuss, a lot to talk about.
Wow.
Fantastic weekend in South Florida, some interesting stories, some fun people we met, but before we go there, we'll start the show like we always do every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time with our celebrity happy birthdays.
So we'll there's some good ones today.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you know what? There's not a lot today, Mark. But in fact,
dang.
To be honest with you, it seems like every week when I do this research, and I mentioned this I think last week or the week before, more and more of the celebrities that are listed are either bloggers, viners, or YouTube stars. And they're younger, too. They're like 13 to 19. So
13?
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyhow, here's a big one today. Kathleen Heigl. Now, we bumped into her at the Emmys a couple years ago. But if I saw her walking on the street right now, I'm not even quite sure if I could remember who she was.
Yeah. And, you know, come to think of it, I don't think she's done anything in a couple
while,
years.
Yeah.
Right?
She was in Knocked Up.
Okay.
With,
yeah. She was also in Valentine's Day, I think.
Yeah. Anyhow. Yeah. Right.
But other than that, I can't go any deeper.
37 today. 37 today.
Huh. All right, I would say so. But yeah, but other than that, I can't go any deeper with her.
Former President Zachary Taylor,
wow.
Born on this day in 1784, died in 1850.
Zachary Taylor, he was president only for a few months.
So he was 66 years old when he died. I guess that's a pretty long period of time. Yeah, but anyhow, born in 1784 on this day.
Wow.
Died from consumption. Lee Jenner. Have no idea who the hell she is, but
Lee
I just see Jenner. I'm thinking Kris Jenner,
right.
Kylie Jenner. So I just threw her in the mix. She's 33.
Oh, all right.
And I, like I said, I
oh, maybe, you know, I was going to say maybe she's Bruce Jenner's sister, but that's she's too. Maybe that's Bruce Jenner's daughter from her first marriage.
Right. That might be it.
Yes, that's it.
Because she's 33.
Okay, that makes about sense. Yeah, because he was married three times, I think.
Yeah. Pete Best. Former original drummer to the Beatles, who I had no idea was still alive.
Wow.
He was the one that preceded Ringo.
Ringo. Yeah.
74 today.
Wow.
Pete Best, which puts him in the right age bracket.
Yeah. So he fits in. That's all kosher.
Happy birthday. Yeah, it's all kosher, straight up. Pete Best, it looks pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Pete Best, happy birthday, 74 today. Oscar Robertson, former NBA great. He must be the oldest living top 50 basketball. He's one of the top 50 basketball players of all time. But I've never come across an NBA player this old. He's 77.
Wow.
So he played in the late 50s and early 60s. But so he's 77 today.
Wow.
Colin Hanks. He is
Tim Hanks' son.
Yeah. Is that show still on that he was on?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the ratings are getting better. You're talking about the Life in Pieces?
Yeah.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the ratings are getting better and better. Who's this?
Yeah. We just got a. Could you read that, Mark?
Yeah.
Got to direct that message from somebody. I'll continue.
Executive Director at Inn Lounge and Chief Marketing Officer at Mickey Nimhard Inc. in Toronto, Ontario.
Oh, is that the storage guys? The auction online?
Executive Director at IN Lounge and Chief Marketing Officer Mickey Nimbard. I don't know.
Might be. We'll get back to that shortly.
Okay.
But Colin Hanks, 38 years old today.
Wow, 38. That's amazing when you think. How old is Tom Hanks?
I think he's like 62 or 63, so he had him when he was like 25.
I didn't know he was that old, Tom
Is that
Hanks.
Show still on?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the ratings were huge last week for the show.
And also, happy birthday greetings to Sabi. Sabi.
Who?
I have no idea, Mark, but she's a young... It doesn't say film star, actress, singer, nothing. She's just Sabi.
Huh.
She's 21 today, so happy birthday to you. And I got one more thing to say, Mark. Zamundo.
Zamundo. Speaking of the devil, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, we're always conducting business even though we're doing our show. But we just got done talking about Brad Barrett.
Yeah.
Just got an email from him. He wants to know who's at the event. I mean, who's getting gifted.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's got a little bit of interest.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell him we have a pretty good celebrity list. We'll get him to after the show.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So anyhow, kids, for those listeners out there who are listening to us and hearing Zamundo, while we were in South Florida this week and we were in Boca Raton, Palm Beach, like Mark said, South Beach, Miami Beach, the whole thing, we decided to see if there was an opportunity for the Kings of Swag and Harris Brothers from Storage Wars LA, the original one. I shouldn't even have to say LA, just the original one, to have an opportunity to meet with some of the cast from Storage Wars Miami. Only an idea that came to us on Thursday, just shortly before we got on the plane to head on down there. So I sent out a couple quick intros by way of Facebook, social media, Twitter, to all the participants in the show. And we got a quick follow-up from George and Midel, both probably the two biggest personalities on that show. Everybody else is great.
Big tonight, personalities is an understatement.
Today, by
this
the way,
guy is huge.
Tonight, by the way, is the season finale. So turn on A&E. I think it comes on at 10:30 Pacific Standard
right,
Time.
Right, they moved it back a half hour.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So turn it on for the season finale. And again, we never met Midel or George before. We saw a couple episodes of their show, but never had the opportunity to meet him. So we reached out to them, and they not only, in fact, we just wanted to get together for a cocktail or possibly a cup of coffee, but the two of them invited us to their home.
That's very, very friendly.
In Kendall, Florida, which we never even knew existed.
Which happens to be the home or the where O.J. Simpson lived prior to his recent arrest in Las Vegas.
That was our first journey east. I think that was west of Miami. Never heard of this city. And
Kendall,
it seems like
yeah.
we just kept on driving and driving and driving, and we're using our Google Maps and MapQuest.
A quick thing to James Grubbs, before we walked into the show, you sent him an email asking him if he sent to this address.
Yeah.
Which address did you give him?
The recent one. The one that we got from Jacqueline.
NYC?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's where he says he sent it.
Huh. Interesting.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah,
again,
okay.
Like Mark says, always conducting business.
Always
even
conducting
when we're
business. So
entertaining on the
if
show.
If you're listening and you hear us talking about business, who cares?
Zamundo.
It makes it a little bit more exciting. Zamundo.
So in any event, again, Midel and George invited us out to their house in Kendall. And it took us about an hour and 45 minutes to get there from, maybe not quite that long. From
who knew Miami traffic is just as bad as LA traffic?
And it seemed worse this particular day, Mark. So we pull up and there's George sitting out front in his G-Man little golf cart, bright green or whatever color green you want to call that, a neon green. Nice palazzo they live in. He's out there having a drag.
Yeah, he built it.
He built it himself. He's a contractor, and this place was spectacular. And Midel came out and greeted us. And
with mojitos.
They asked what our cocktail of choice was. And, you know, our cocktail of choice is usually champagne or vodka cans. But when in Rome, do as the Romans do. And when the Harris Brothers are in South Beach, when the Harris Brothers are in Florida, our drink is a mojito. They accommodate us. No sooner did we walk in, did we have a
crushed ice
from
they had
beautiful
the
Midel, and they were mixing the drinks for us. Went outside, fantastic pool, nice. I mean, this entertainment area that they had in the backyard, Mark, was probably the best that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
They had a huge barbecue area, a huge counter, two ice makers, one cooler for wine, fantastic grill, just the best of the best. Then they came out with some ceviche, some fantastic cheeses, crackers. Wonderful.
Yeah, they were great hosts.
And wonderful hosts. And this is the first time we even met them. But we are in the same – hold on. Zamundo.
We're in the Storage Wars family.
We're in the Storage Wars family. But so we spent probably about 2 hours just chewing the fat, talking about this. And I'd say George, not only is he married to a beautiful woman, Midel, George is a character.
I think saying he's a character is an understatement. He's
huge
a great
personality.
Guy.
I think there might be an opportunity for us to partner in some capacity, do something together. Can I throw that out there, Mark?
Absolutely.
Then after we got done having a couple of mojitos, which was enough because we had a two-hour drive ahead of us to get to our Chris Everett event, which brought us to Florida, which we'll get into in a little bit later. But gave us a tour of the house, which was fantastic, state-of-the-art. Everything was all new. He built the whole place himself. It just
to his own specifications.
Going and going. He had this outside bathroom that was fantastic. Infinity pool, jacuzzi. Then he had a little area to play dominoes. Then he had even a side area where we went to market where he had that like $100,000 wooden bench or whatever?
The bench was made of 650,000-year-old wood.
Oh, okay. I kept on hearing all these numbers. That was 500,000. The Cobra was this, and he's a collector of that, collector of this. George cuts. He covers all angles. So for those of you who aren't familiar with the show, shame on you. Watch it tonight on A&E. I think it's 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, Miami, Sword Wars, Miami.
Well, it's 10:30 anytime.
Yeah, 10:30 anytime. Catch it tonight and enjoy. And
I know I'm going to be watching it.
Zamundo,
which is
I'm in love with the name,
which
of,
is their home.
Yeah,
Zamundo
is
which
their
was
home,
the country in the movie Coming to America.
I think the Harris brothers are going to snatch that name up real quick.
And I think we mentioned that too, that we're going to be using Zamundo ourselves quite a bit out here on the West Coast.
And while we're out in Florida for this past weekend for the Chris Everett Celebrity Tennis match, we're always networking, we're always meeting people, and we're always working it. We had the pleasure of meeting Stephen Molschlitz from Wheels from the Heart. He's a gentleman that we met through a couple friends out there, and he has a charity. It's called Wheels from the Heart. Check them out at wheelsfromtheheart.org. It's a fantastic charity. They donate cars, automobiles to mothers that do not have any cars, any transportation. It's a fantastic, fantastic charity. So if you have a moment, check out their website, wheelsfromtheheart.org. And Stephen, it was a pleasure meeting you over the week, and hopefully we could keep in touch and find some way of partnering together and get involved, because the Harris brothers love to be involved in charity. In fact, that's what brought us to Boca Raton, Delray Beach, and Deerfield Beach.
Delray Beach, that was the other one that we failed to mention.
Right. Oh, we didn't mention Deerfield Beach either. But so we were in Boca Raton, all those above mentions. Yeah, we were across the board this weekend for the Chris Everett charity. Chris Everett, chriseverett.org, fantastic charity. I think, how much did they raise this year, Mark?
$600,000.
So, and last year I think they raised $1 million. So, fantastic. Never too late to, even though the event has passed, it's never too late to still get on their website and still try to donate.
Mm-hmm. ChrisEverett.org. They're the ones that brought us out there, which was a great event. This is, again, the fourth year that we've done this, which is fantastic. It starts it's a full weekend of events and parties. It's kind of like Sundance or Kentucky Derby weekend or any type of film festival, the Toronto Film Festival. The events start on one day, and it goes like throughout the whole weekend. Same thing here. Event starts on Friday. There's things going on Friday, going on Saturday, going on Sunday. So it's 3 days of action-packed fun. Fun in the sun, although it did rain, which was a drag. The Sunday, which was the last tennis day at the Delray Beach Tennis Center, it rained for the most part, and it just about rained out the event, I think. They did have some tennis that took place, but for about 60 minutes, possibly, because it only went till 3 in the afternoon. But I think for the most part, the event got
real quick, Mark, jumping in. I'm sorry, people, but it's business and stuff. We're on the clock. We're doing an event for Bobby Flay next week. We'll talk about that in a minute. But James Grubb says they tried to deliver after 7. So.
Well, of course the business is closed.
Yeah,
I'm going to follow up with him real quick. Please re-deliver. I mean, makes no sense, you know, when you think of it.
Yeah. No sense whatsoever. But anyhow, some great celebrities that were in town. It was a great weekend event. Friday night, we came in on Thursday night, which was great. Virgin Airlines, which, by the way, believe it or not, as much as Mark and I travel, first time for me, Mark's been on Virgin before, but definitely the cool way to travel. I mean, the planes, more spacious, look cool.
They
got
seats.
They got the purplish lighting. The TV screen is larger. And, you know, they have this, you know, where you can communicate with communicate with from one seat to another. Like if in row 22A, there's a beautiful young woman that you like, you could actually communicate her through your social media system at your seat, which is kind of neat. However, another thing, you could order your food or your drinks by way of this system on the plane. I got to tell you. I took a little nap and I missed out on the beverage cart. So when I got up,
nap.
I was thirsty.
Could try a couple hours.
When I got up, I needed a drink. So I pushed my flight attendant button like we all do, and the flight attendant came, you know, with a minute like they usually do. And rather than just ask me what I wanted, she went through the whole process of saying, "When you need me, you need to use this order form that's through the computer of your TV." And I'm thinking, I'm watching my show. on Bravo or whatever, E! Channel, whatever, and I want to order a Coke, why would I want to take myself away from my movie, my viewing, to go through this four-process system in order? What I got to do is push the button and call the flight attendant. Mark, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I agree. Another great thing about Virgin America is that they give you bigger space to put your luggage in. The overheads, yeah. The bins are bigger, which is fantastic. They also give you free movies to watch or free TV.
That's always a plus. You don't have to charge it for $6.95 for the first 2 hours and $70.95 for if it's 4 hours or more, which is silly. But, yeah, great, cool airline, without a doubt. You still got to pay for luggage, but if you work it the right way, you carry your luggage on. They say there's too many people on. They put it on for free for you, so that's a good way to work it if you have to. And we had the pleasure of riding on our flight two of the celebrities that were attending our event as well, John Lovitz and Gavin Rossdale.
Yep, and of course, they remembered us.
They remembered us from last year. I must say,
and the year before.
We were surprised that, you know, Gavin was committed for this, probably this event for the last 3 months, and this, I think, is probably third or fourth year that he's attended. But with all the stuff that's going on in the news about, you know, his life and
infidelity,
I guess, scandal, you could say. Scandalous, right? Could you say that? It's scandalous?
Scandalous.
But we were surprised he attended, but he did, and very nice to see him again, and I'd like to say the same about John Lovitz, just a little more standoffish, not as friendly as Gavin, but always good to see them both. Great flight. Thank you thank you, Chris Everett, for getting us on that flight and taking care of us. And perfect timing too, Mark. We didn't leave till 3, so we didn't have to get up early and get on out there. Got there at 9:30. Big shout out to Advantage Rent-A-Car too, by the way, another one of our networking friends we met over a year ago at some other party event that we attended that took care of us and got us a rent-a-car, which was fantastic. So big shout out to Jonathan and Advantage Rent-A-Car.
Thanks. Yeah, one of the best airports out there, Fort Lauderdale. It's easy, it's convenient, it's like a big Burbank airport. It's not as hectic and crazy as the Miami International Airport, so it's great. I mean, we get to the, you know, and it's great when you fly nonstop. You know, five hours plus change. You get there. We had no turbulence. It was a quick, safe flight. We got in there, I think, actually a little early.
I think we got in 30 minutes early.
Went straight to the rent-a-car place.
Got it with
the car real quick.
Minutes. Yeah.
Then it was a quick drive to the hotel. Checked in. Had a fantastic time. Got up early. The next morning, went to the Chris Everett Charities office. Picked up our package for the whole weekend of our tickets and credentials.
VIP all the way. Thanks, Miriam.
Wristbands. And again, a big shout-out to Chris Everett, Miriam Brown, Tammy, ChrisEverett.org. They do a great job every year. I'm sure today they're already planning out next year's event. Because there's a lot of people involved, a lot of time involved.
It's like a big motion picture. You know, there's so many different moving parts, there's so many people involved. It's like I always consider like a big, huge wedding like a motion picture, you know. So many people involved. It's just like one of these charity events. And like you said, they're probably working on it as is right now.
Yeah, some of the lineup of the celebrities that were involved this year, Jason Biggs, everybody knows him from American Pie, David Cook, former American Idol winner, Chelsea Handler, everybody knows her from a show on E!, Vanilla Ice, they remember him from the
One Hit
Wonder from 20 years ago. Murphy Jensen, tennis player. Jesse Levin, tennis player. John Lovitz, everybody knows him. Kevin McKidd, he's on Grey's Anatomy. Dennis Miller, well, I think most people know Dennis Miller. A little standoffish and not as friendly as I would have hoped.
Right.
Tennis legend and champion Martina Navratilova. Jana Novotná. Timothy Oliphant from Deadwood.
Super friendly again.
Justified. Maeve Quinlan, everybody knows Gavin Rossdale, another tennis great, Pam Shriver, Renee Stubbs, tennis, and also Alan Thicke. Everybody knows Mr. Alan Thicke.
Oh,
and
Alan
Chris
Thicke,
Everett.
Yeah,
so,
that's right. You gave him a light.
When we were smoking a stogie, he was – the evening was coming to a close Saturday night. The Grand Gala had ended as a big success. Everybody's hanging around, having another cocktail inside the Boca Raton Resort and Spa. People were just hanging in the walkways, getting some fresh air. We were smoking our cigars like usual, having our – what were we drinking at that point? Was it
we
champagne or whiskey?
Champagne.
Okay,
I think
we were drinking champagne.
Yeah, I don't think we drink – oh, we drink whiskey on Friday night.
So Saturday we were still drinking the champagne. We were in the causeway there and – was a great, it's a great time, you know, again, Matt and I just can sit there and people are going to come up to us and recognize us either from Storage Wars, or they're going to recognize us from the last 3 years we were there, or they're going to come and comment on just the fact that we're twins.
Conversation continues to roll. Before
always
we knew,
a conversationalist.
1 o'clock, and it was like, if we don't go home now, we don't stay out late usually. We go out quite often, but we're not usually out late. But when 1 o'clock rolls around, we're thinking, we better get back to the home, back to the old hotel. And we were close, too. It was great. It was only a 10-minute drive, which is fantastic.
And, you know, they always put on, again, there's 3 days of events. There's tennis on Friday morning at the Boca Raton Resort. Friday night, there is the pool party where you meet and greet and get to know everybody.
Cocktail party.
Yeah. Saturday, you've got the tennis again at Del Rey Beach Tennis Center. Saturday night is the big thing, which is the Grand Gala. Sunday, you go back to tennis at the Del Rey Beach. I just want to go over some of the things that were on the menu on Saturday night at the Grand Gala.
Which was
fantastic. You know, I mean, again, open
bar.
Did
you take any photos, Mark? Because I know we're trying to work on some cuisine-type show-related thing. Did you take any photos of the
I just took a photo of, you know, because as you know, most of my time spent at the dinner table that night was talking to
Rocky
next door. So there
was
a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, so that I know. Did you take a picture of the Baked Alaska?
The menu, which was great, it was steakhouse. Well, let's start off with the first course, which was Loca Florida tomato salad, fresh maple brook burrata, cracked olives, crisp capers, extra virgin olive oil, and Malden salt. Now, that was all in the salad.
Yeah.
I just described was just the salad.
Yeah.
Which was – that's classy. And then the entree was steakhouse filet mignon.
Fantastic.
Yes. And
we have steak and lobster last year?
Steak and lobster last year, but this year we had the steakhouse filet mignon with Florida organic shrimp and Anson Mill grits. So people that listen to us down in the South, they know what shrimp and grits is, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
So you had the shrimp house. You had the Florida organic shrimp with Anson Mill grits with tropical salsa.
Hey, what do you think about the bread basket, though, how we started out the evening?
Great.
Yeah, it was like the pumpernickel, plus they had the cracker bread.
Strangely, they don't have that on here, the bread basket. Yeah. You know, the bread basket was delicious.
And I like the butter balls.
Fire roasted asparagus.
And you make me hungry.
Melted Swiss chard. And dessert is simply the Alaska. Now, it's not baked Alaska.
Right. It didn't come flame or cooked. You know, I think it usually comes, it's either flaming or it's like heated or it's...
Well, no, Baked Alaska is the pastry dish that's flaming. So they call this the Alaska, possibly maybe because it wasn't flaming. And because it wasn't flaming, they don't call it
Baked
Alaska.
Did you get a picture of it? Because it looked like... You know what it looked like? It looked like Circa. What's that restaurant in Vegas?
Yes,
it's got all the bright colors. Yeah.
Like Cirque.
It's got all the colors.
And you know what? I did take a picture of it, but I think I may have just deleted it because... The picture really didn't do it justice.
Oh.
You know? So
boy, it sure was colorful.
Yeah. And not only colorful, it was very tasty.
Yeah. And as the evening progressed, or actually when the evening was starting, or after dinner, I love the shout-out that Chris Ever gave to us again, as she did like last year.
Yeah.
She says, you guys, they introduced all the celebrities
that were attached to the event. They're playing tennis.
And Mark and I are like what's called, contributing or roaming
contributing celebrities.
Yeah. And she introduced us. She says, you may know these guys. They're from Storage. She gave us a great shout-out.
Yeah.
She didn't have to, so that was a great shout-out. This is one of the best, if not the best, event that we do every year.
It is now. We didn't go to the Kentucky Derby this year, which is probably the best event that we do. So in lieu of that, the Chris Everett Charities event is the best event that we do. And what makes it good is the team that works with it, what it benefits, the weekend of parties, which, again, you have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You've got free-flowing alcohol. And when we were at the Tennis Center on Saturday and Sunday, the great thing about this is it's the Delray Beach Tennis Center, which is where they're playing tennis. But before going into the Watch the Tennis, which is great, we naturally have access to the VIP hospitality tent, which is great because, again, the booze is flowing. You have your choice of beverage. And then the food itself provided by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Again, the menu in this case was
Help yourself.
You've got the salad. Okay. And then you've
got two
salads. And then you have
potatoes,
which were what would you call those?
They were delicious, whatever
garlic,
they were.
Garlic potatoes,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Then we had the
green beans. There were green beans.
The green beans, very healthy.
I didn't take any of those. Did you have any of the green beans? I didn't get any of the green beans.
Oh, I loved it. As a matter of fact, we had green beans for dinner last night. And then the salmon, which was fantastic. And then Sunday...
they also had the
beef. They had turkey, salmon, and the steak, right?
Yeah. And it was
we had all three on Sunday. We didn't have the turkey, I don't think, on Saturday.
No, we didn't. That was on Sunday.
So you had...
Mark, you forgot the yams.
Well, yeah, I wasn't finished. But yeah, the yams with cinnamon sugar, or brown sugar... Which is
crusty
brown sugar, which is our listeners around the globe right now, their mouths are watering.
Oh, my
right
mouth
now.
Is watering too.
Okay,
and here we go.
So
with
you've got the sweet potato, you got the turkey, you got the salmon, you got the steak kebabs,
Zamundo.
You got the green beans, you got the garlic potatoes, you got the salad,
you got
champagne.
All you can eat, and then for dessert they had. Key lime pie.
The chocolate pie wasn't bad.
Yeah.
The key lime pie
needs to be served chilled.
Yes.
And it wasn't chilled, but anyhow, yeah. It was fantastic. So then we got out to our reserved box with Wild Creations taped on the side, which was fantastic. Excellent seats they always give us. So we were out there hanging out, checking out some of the matches we do, and it's great. The celebrities, you know, the professional tennis
players. It's all for fun.
Yeah, but the celebrities are pretty good.
Yeah, Rosdale's good. John Levitz is good. But again,
Timothy
these guys
Elephant's
have been going
good.
For at least 4 years. So
fantastic, fantastic, fantastic event. Could keep on talking about for the whole show. But moving on, while we happened to be in South Florida this past weekend, there was a huge wedding going on. Sophia Vergara
and Joe Mantegna.
Yeah, together they merged. Now they're Jofia. That's what they call them now, Jofia. At the Breakers, which is one of our favorite places. And every year we always go, whether it's for brunch or for a cocktail or just for an afternoon check-in, just to cruise around. And this was like, I guess, the wedding of the year, right, Mark?
Yeah, I would think so. And again, you know, it's not like Dick Burton is marrying Elizabeth Taylor, but... You know, because Mantegna, Joe, whatever his name
is.
Yeah,
I can't even.
He had a small role, I think, in Magic Mike, and he's an actor, but there's nothing
He was big in for True Blood for like
four
seasons.
Oh, he was in True Blood?
Yeah.
Oh, was he? Oh, he was the werewolf.
The werewolf,
wasn't he?
Yeah.
And then he was the sexiest man in the world last year, I think.
Yeah, or the year before. So they got married. I mean, she's a beautiful woman. So, but anyhow, we wanted to try to. Well, we didn't try to wind a crash the party. We just went to hang out at the for a cocktail or something. We pulled up to the Breakers, and just
you can't get into the Breakers without going through the security gate first
right.
at the front.
So of course, we were stopped, and they asked us, "How can we help you?" And we says, "We're just here for a cocktail." And they says, "Are you here for a cocktail with one of the guests?" And we weren't, and maybe we should have said what was the name Mark used? The producer Higginbotham.
Well, I said we should have said we were Abraham Higginbotham.
We didn't. Who's one of the producers? So we were rejected. So
well, because you've got the cops that were right there as well. So we pulled around, and as we parked on the entry to get in, there was must have been about 15 other people walking to try to get in, and naturally they were rejected too. So as we were sitting, they were doing some social media and so forth, and here comes the cops
knocking on the window. Got to move it. Not friendly either.
Yeah, you got to get out of here.
You got to move it.
It's just fine because now we're going to go and check out Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
For those who don't know Mar-a-Lago, Mar-a-Lago was built in the 20s. It was the estate of post-serial founder or wife of post-serial founder Meriwether Post. She built this beautiful estate there called Mar-a-Lago, and it's now owned by Donald Trump. It's a private club. So
he,
we figured,
he got married there, right? When he got married 10
yes,
years ago?
Yes. Well, he had his reception there. He got married in the church that was just down the street.
Oh, that's right.
But we thought, well, we're here. Let's see if we can get in Mar-a-Lago. Rejected.
Yeah,
it's a members only.
Because it's a private club.
Members only.
But again, the answer is already no, kids. So keep that in mind always. The answer is already no. So you do not, I repeat, do not lose anything by making an attempt, trying to do it, making an effort, and going for it.
Yeah, so we rejected, and so then this is fine. Now we're in Palm Beach now, so we're going to Worth Avenue, which is the Rodeo Drive of South Florida.
We love it,
which is fantastic. We
Never
saw a 1956 Bentley,
which I posted on social media.
Cherry, this thing looked brand new. I mean, it was
impeccable.
Beautiful.
It looks like it rolled off the lot.
Only the rich of the rich shop in Worth Avenue in Palm Beach. It's great. We love going there every year. This is the fourth year we went. We stroll up. We do some window shopping. Doesn't cost anything. Had a great time. We wore a bit. Again, we had so much stuff going on. Packing in for this weekend. That we didn't have a chance to do everything we wanted to do this weekend, which is one of the things
races.
Was
we
the Palm Beach Kennel Club.
Yeah.
We didn't get a chance to go to the dog races, which was a drag.
But the good thing is, and we also like to put in something in there that we haven't done before, so not that this is an event or whatever, but we had the opportunity to visit again our friends from Storage Wars Miami.
And we visited Mar-a-Lago, even though we were rejected.
Yeah, that's you're absolutely right about that. And we didn't get a chance to do a highlight, but we'll hopefully be able to do that next week.
Want to put a quick shout-out to some of the brands we had involved in the gift bag this time. Grace in L.A. Jeans, thanks so much for providing the jeans for this great event. Our friends,
Which
was fantastic.
Yeah.
Our friends at the Buzz Agency, Julie Mullen and Elizabeth, thanks again. It was great finally meeting Julie this weekend. Thanks for bringing your brands on board. The Buzz Agency, the biggest PR firm in Delray Beach in South Florida. Thanks to Theracane for being involved, Grand Maison Towels, Skinny Tie, Kathleen Edginger Tea, Don Francisco Coffee, Rumba Cigars, Sugar Sack Candles, Rev Calm, Fake Bake, 21 Drops, Joe Hairbreeze Hairbrushes, Jet Right, Yay Novelty, Zotos, Kim Schaefer and Probiotic, Volvo Vitamins, Ranch Organics, 21 Day Fix, and the list goes on and on. Thanks again, Fake Bake, for being involved and coming on board at the last moment. Who in Florida needs a fake bake anyhow? You're in Florida, the sunny state. You've got the tan going on year-round, which is something I told Matt when we were down there in Palm Beach. I says, everybody's in Palm Beach either has fancy cars or a tan. It's great. You live in South Beach or in Palm Beach, it's great. Life is good.
I like seeing the look where you see the older guys with your signature, where they carry their wrap their sweaters around their shoulder, and they got the sockless look,
whether it's
a loafer or whatever. But it's great. That's like a convertible sweater over your shoulder. Which, by the way, I'm watching the Kardashians on the way back, Mark, a couple episodes earlier episodes. And Scott, every scene he was in, that was his signature.
Yeah.
He was wearing.
I guess this must be his new signature because I've never seen
this. They were old episodes,
from five years ago. I see.
Yeah,
I see.
So he was wearing the sweater over the
right.
Hey, another big shout out. I want to shout out to a brand that is going to be involved with their upcoming Oscar event, GunnerandJake.com. They're gourmet pickles. I would have more to say about them, but I sent them an email this morning. Didn't hear back from them. I was hoping to get like a paragraph about their brand. We're talking about getting them involved with other things as well. So big shout out to go to Gunner, G-U-N-N-A-R and Jake.com. They're gourmet pickles. Each jar is made with love and inspiration and hope. So next week when you listen in, we'll give a little more detail on the brand. It's a great jar, great product. They were involved with our Emmy event this past couple months back. So
mentioned earlier, do a quick shout out. We just came on board last Thursday for the 7th or 8th season of Beat Bobby Flay on the Food Network. Juan Creations is proud to announce we are producing the official celebrity gift bag that goes to all the celebrities that are coming on the show throughout the season. They got some great names, including Anthony Anderson in this year.
That's right. That's the name I kept on forgetting. Yep. And it's not all food, even though Anthony Anderson has a show on Food Network. Yep. But when you talk about
that explains why he's on then.
Yeah.
Show on Food Network.
I know that. But when you talk about Food Network and Bobby Flay, and we're proposing this to a lot of potential clients, it's not only Food Network stars, Martha Stewart, Wolfgang Puck, or what have you. It's and Puck hasn't been on Food Network in some time. But anyhow, we got Jerome Bettis, former NFL running back with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We got Apollo Ono, who's an Olympic gold medalist.
Kevin Pollak. Food Network executives.
Good, Danica Fitzpatrick. What's her name?
Danica Patrick.
Patrick, that's it. Danica Patrick. A real wide, and then you get the opportunity to put your product, a fantastic platform, to get your product into the hand of all the Food Network executives. So Bobby Flay, Food Network executives, and a wide eclectic mix of celebrities. So
yeah, so if any of our listeners around the world, especially in the New York City area, since we're on the timetable here, we only got a week to get this stuff there. If you've got any brands, products, or services that you'd like to include in the Beat Bobby Flay celebrity gift bags in Food Network season 7 and 8, contact wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com, wildcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. We'll get you shipping information and we'll get you product in the hands of the most influential food people out there today.
We just got invited to do this on Thursday, literally hours before we were getting on our flight. So
we're conducting business en route to the airport, at the airport, on the plane before we take off, as we land in Fort Lauderdale, and at the hotel room probably till 1, 2:30 in the morning.
Super time sensitive. His product needs to be in New York by December 1st. And when you take Sunday out and you take out Thanksgiving – as far as, you know, postage and shipping dates, that literally gave us about 8 days to make this happen. And we're 4 or 5 days into it. So, again, do you have any shout-outs, Mark, for any of the brands that just came on board, though?
Oh, for the Bobby Flay? You know what? Let me check real quick if I've got somebody over here.
And,
I'm sure there's somebody.
Hollywood Christmas Lane Parade, by the way, is coming up on Sunday. So do they show that? They don't show that live.
No, we don't see that for about 2 weeks.
Yeah. Anyhow, the Harris Brothers are still waiting to hear back.
We're on the waiting list to get into the green room. But a big shout out to Justin's Peanut Butter. Justin's Peanut Butter just came on board. Zotos, that's Zotos, they just came on board. Let's see what we got here. Geez, I don't have anything else in front of me right now. But it looks like James Grubbs. What's the name of James Grubbs' product? You know,
I don't know off the top of my
head. Theracane.com. They are participating in the event again, which is fantastic. We always love Theracane. They're one of our sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, last minute brands, but we do want to make sure that we get a shout out. Here comes business again. I won't get this right now.
Okay.
But
You know, again, if you've got brands, services, products that you'd like to be involved, short notice, but there's still plenty of time to get in there because I'm sure you've heard of FedEx and UPS. And
they don't have to be food related.
Yeah.
Man Groomer. Big shout out to Man Groomer. They're providing man grooming products. So Ranch Organics from what's the name of the little town they're from, Mark? Can you recall what it is?
Yes.
The sleepy little town.
Yeah, I don't know.
But Theracane.
That's good enough. We'll give the rest of the details next Tuesday show.
But that's a great event. We've partnered with them for, I think, 3 times in the past, correct?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
No, at least maybe 4 times.
4 times.
Yeah, 4 times.
Boy, you think, Mark,
good partnership.
You think we'll make it to the Christmas parade?
Boy, I don't know. With it only being a couple days away, and no Sunday, we're going to do the
auto show.
We're doing the auto show, the Los Angeles Auto Show next Sunday. It would be great to finish off the day.
Starting off the day at the pantry. The world famous pantry.
Right.
Been there since, what, 19?
20-something or
something like that.
Yeah.
Always a line. Always have us waiting for an hour, Mark.
Yeah. Maybe I'll send him a press thing and see if we can get to the front of the line.
VIP travel.
Yeah, I will. I will definitely do that. Plus, I got to send something to the auto show, see if I can get us some press passes to go to that thing.
You said our buddy Jonas is going to be picking up the tab for breakfast, right?
Picking up the tab for the breakfast.
So we'll start off at the world-famous pantry. Like Mark said, it's been there for almost 100 years, maybe 90 years or 89. Then it's off to the auto show, which we always do. It's an annual thing for us. We love the auto show. And then hopefully
we're going to hear back from somebody about the green room.
That's a hell of a...
good day.
I got a feeling, Mark, that may have been
these people?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Terrific. I didn't even think about that.
No. Okay.
Just missed the call. But
could have been an important one.
Heck of a day and heck of a weekend. This is Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving in my place.
It's going to be a cool one, though. Usually we're all eating al fresco.
Yeah, eating outside at my house, but it's supposed to be 63. And for those of you who are listening across the globe where it's already snowing are probably thinking that we're spoiled in 63 degrees.
You're right. We are spoiled.
You know, Mark, our buddy that we met in Edmonton with Minolta that took care of us, Ron Rondo?
Yeah.
He'd always barbecue in the snow when it's snowing outside.
Well, you're used to it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But,
and then a week from Sunday is the Miss California USA pageant where we will be joining, where we will be attending with in the VIP section.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's a week from Sunday. Long Beach Terrace Theater.
Miss California USA.
Yeah.
What time is that?
5, I think.
Do we have dinner plans?
I don't know. It starts at 5, so dinner would be where, 3? 3:30.
Oh, it's one of those quirky times.
Yeah, it's like, 5 or 6, I think. I'm not sure.
Like Whitney, my daughter, starts work at 4 o'clock today. So when does she get a chance to have dinner?
Yeah, well, the kids don't care. They can eat whenever.
Yeah,
but it's the adults. It's another story. Might start at 6, but even though it starts at 6, you know, we like to get there around 5:15 or 5 because they got the red carpet. We like to schmooze and make the rounds.
So what are we going to do? A late lunch?
Yeah, I don't know. Didn't give that much thought, but that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so anyhow, like you were saying also, Matt, about the biggest wedding of the year, just so happens as we were boarding our flight to leave Fort Lauderdale, who do we find in first class?
You bet.
Mr. Modern Family himself, Ed O'Neill.
Yeah.
Now, we've met Ed twice over the years. We met him on the red carpet at the Emmys 2 years ago, and then he visited our gifting suite at the
TV
Land Awards at Universal City. So we're coming on, and we see him, and we just say, "Hey, Ed, good to see you. It's the Harris Brothers." And he says, "Hey, where you been?"
he remembered us. You know, Mark and I, when we travel together, of course, we're kind of easy to remember as opposed to if you just meet one person 2 years ago, whatever.
And also on top of that, when he met us at the red carpet and the Emmys, we each were wearing white dinner jackets at the award show. And I remember he had said, "What are you guys, guys, the waiters?"
But what
he remembered that.
What a very friendly guy.
Yeah.
You know,
he engaged in additional conversation, wanted to know what we were doing down there, what we're doing, where are we going. And
what are you guys doing down here? He says, and we said, we're down here for the Chris Everett charity event. And like you, we didn't get an invitation to the wedding of the decade that you attended. And we just started talking, and then
he's off to Kona. Didn't ask him. He shared that information with us, which tells you how friendly the guy is.
Yeah, but excuse me.
It's always nice when you ride on a plane with a celebrity.
What's even nicer, Mark, is when they remember you.
Yeah.
And
very
you know, it's
nice,
just not somebody
guy.
That you're missing. Like when we rode to Toronto, literally in first class with Anthony Anderson, which is great too. So it's great when you ride with somebody, and it's even better when they remember you, and even better than that, when they remember you and they're nice about it. So big shout out to Ed O'Neill and the Modern Family. And if you saw The Insider or ETV or Entertainment Tonight last night, you saw some great coverage. Seemed like it was a great wedding that went on until 4:30 or 5 in the morning. And then they had brunch at 11 o'clock. And I like what they did. They had a vitamin van. Did you see this? About the vitamin van they had for people that had like hangovers or feeling like crap.
Where was this?
At the wedding and the brunch.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they had a big, I forgot the name of it. They said it so quick. But like for vitamin shots, because they anticipated many people with hangovers or, you know, being up late and just, you know, the whole nine.
Yeah.
You know how that
yeah.
goes.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
That was a neat thing.
Yeah. Great. I like when they make these weddings into three-day events or two-day events or whatever.
Yeah.
My wife was just telling me yesterday, my brother-in-law's sister-in-law's that live up there in San Francisco, Burlingame, their son who lives up there, he works for Yahoo or something or other, they were just down here in Santa Barbara over the weekend attending a wedding at the Four Seasons Biltmore. And she saw a lot of the pictures yesterday. And I'm looking at all these pictures. Then they had the Sunday brunch too, just like they did at Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at all these pictures at the wedding. And also it looks like they had an unlimited budget. They could spend anything they wanted to on this wedding.
Nice.
And they were great pictures. Nothing like when you go to a wedding with there's, no budget.
Yeah. You know, I told you last week that we're invited to our first wedding for 2016. It's at the Los Angeles Athletic Club, where we used to be members of many years ago. But I'm looking forward to that wedding. That, for some reason, seems like that might be one of those, you know, where the bar is open and they got, like, a real nice menu. So
I want to do a quick shout-out, man. Wow. I just got a text from one of our listeners and one of our business partners, Teascapes. Teascapes is interested in participating in Beat Bobby Flay next week.
Fantastic.
So I'm going to send him I'm going to send him details after the show.
Yeah.
But tea and time for you. com. That's their that's not their email address, but anyhow, tea and time for you, Teascapes. So they're interested in participating in the event next week. So after the show, after we have lunch and do this other stuff, we'll get them all the details and we get the product.
Fantastic.
And
welcome
in,
on board.
So
that's
welcome,
Kathleen.
Welcome on board. And thanks so much for the text. Looking forward to so anyhow, we are conducting business over here, and Matt is taking a business call right now. So while he takes that call, I'm going to continue with the radio show on my own for the next 10 minutes or so. So again, I can't say this enough. Great, big shout out to the.
We're also doing Renee Willett.
Yep.
For next week.
Okay, great. Great shout out to Chris Everett Charities.
The transfer.
Oh, okay, great. Okay. I'm taking the rest of the show for the next 10 minutes myself because Matt has to exit and conduct some business. We got a call that just came in, which is great because we're always doing something.
558.
Well, you don't want to have that out here, Matt. You don't want to have that out here. So, yeah. So, big shout out to Renee Willett. She is one of our publicity clients who will be doing a call in next week. And again, Renee Willett. She is a aspiring actress. Not aspiring, I guess, because she's already out there doing a bunch of things. She's a philanthropist, a socialite. She's going to be attending Art Basel in Miami Beach next week. So more information on Renee as she will be calling in next week. Now back to Teascapes, who just is going to be participating in our Beat Bobby Flay gift bag next week. It's www.enjoyteascapes.com. Again, www.enjoyteascapes.com. Now, this is, again, a lot going on right now. This Beat Bobby Flay thing just came on board last week, so we're going to be doing this. So, again, thank you for coming on board. Always a lot of stuff going on with the Harris Brothers. Okay, so before we run out of time, because we only got about 8 more minutes, so I just wanted to do a big mention if the listeners from around the globe want to get a hold of Wild Creations. You know, we're big on social media. It's facebook.com/wildcreations, which we do a lot of Facebook. Also with Twitter. We're always looking for more Twitter followers. And that's twitter.com/wildhollywood. Now, we also have a Facebook Storage Wars fan page. Google Facebook Storage Wars Harris Brothers Wild Creations face page to get the details for it, because I don't have that over here. We're also big on LinkedIn, Instagram, MySpace. Where are we else about that? I guess that's about it when it comes to social media. So we're always constantly doing things, constantly doing stuff anyhow. And we're not on Storage Wars tonight or next week, but always keep calling in to check out what our schedule is for Storage Wars. But you could always watch us on A&E Network, Storage Wars. And tonight, watch our new friends from Storage Wars Miami, who we just met last weekend, Jorge and Medell. And they're doing the season finale of Storage Wars Miami tonight at 10:30. And I guess it's Pacific and Central and East Coast time, so you got them at the same time. So make sure you watch that. We want to keep the viewership up for Storage Wars Miami, so hopefully they'll come back with another season. It's a great show. So we got that going for us. Let's see, Thursday's Thanksgiving. Hopefully everybody has a great, safe Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving actually is my favorite holiday of the year. I mean, I love Christmas as anybody else does, but Thanksgiving, really, for Thanksgiving, I don't have to do anything. I don't cook. There's no shopping to do. You know, the wives, they do all that stuff. There's no gifts you have to get. You could watch football all day. You could watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade, which I myself love. I went to that a few years ago with the family. We love it. And so you watch football, watch parades, eat, drink, be merry, see friends, see family. And that's the official day that we start watching Christmas movies. And you can really start listening to Christmas music, because Thanksgiving Day is when it's all full force. So, our household, the wife starts doing all the decorating. I think she's probably starting it today. And so really come Thanksgiving, you've got decorating starting, Christmas music starting, Christmas movies you could watch, Christmas or Thanksgiving parades, football, eating, drinking, socializing with friends and family. It's just great. Absolutely love it. So everybody have a great Thanksgiving. We're doing this event for Beat Bobby Flay next week. Short notice, but we can still get your product in New York City by next week. So contact us. We'll get you shipping information. And it's a great way. I mean, it's a great opportunity to get you, if you've got food-based products or drinks, that type of thing, to get associated with the Food Network. But even if you don't have a food-based product, you know, we've got men's grooming products going. We've got, an eclectic mix of things going. So it's a great way to get your product involved in this great event. Let's see what else is going on. Okay, and also, you know, we've got our next event, big event. We're also doing the Sundance Film Festival gifting in January. There's Miss New York USA in January. Our Oscar event is in February. So there's always a lot of stuff going on. Let's see, what else do I not mention when we were down there in Florida? Oh, big shout out to, again, you know, we always like to network. We always like to meet new people. Whenever we're out and about, and it's a great way to meet new friends. Patricia Delinoy, I hope I'm pronouncing her name right, Delinoy. She's like the number one realtor in the Miami Beach area. She's the president of Century 21 Premier Elite Realty. If you are looking for any type of real estate transactions in South Florida, I suggest you contact Century 21 Premier Elite Realty, okay, and the president, founder, and chairman is Patricia Delinoy, Delinois. Not only is she's a great person, she's a fun person. This is the fourth year, I think, that we've hooked up with her when we were down there in Florida. She is a knockout. She not only has a great personality, great friends. We met a lot of her friends at the Delray Beach Tennis Center on Sunday, but she's a knockout. And if you follow us on Facebook or Twitter or any of the Instagram, go and look at the pictures, because we post some pictures with her, and she's really a nice person. And she's got to be the number one salesperson. She's sold, I believe, over $1 billion in real estate since she's been doing real estate. And she's been doing it for about 20 years, I guess. So when you think of the numbers, $1 billion, it's very, very impressive. So if you're down there, contact her. If you're down there in South Florida and you bump into Jorge and Maydell on Storage Wars, say hello. Nice to meet you. They're great people. Great people out there that we met at the Boca Resort this weekend. We bumped into the wife of the president of the Boca Raton Resort and Spa. Again, great person. You know, it's what you know. And also, I want to do another big shout out to another guy we met the last couple of years, Jim. And Jim, I forgot what your last name was, but this is a great guy. We met him at the event. I think he's a psychologist or a psychiatrist. He's there with his wife Ruth, and we got talking. Really great. We tried to figure out as a team effort how we can crash the wedding at the in Palm Beach at the Breakers. And, you know, we tried to do this. We tried to do that. We're trying to, you know, put our brains together and come up with something. He really wanted to crash it. And I give kudos to Jim for wanting to crash it. We tried to make it happen, but naturally it didn't. You know, the first thing he said was, "You got a tuxedo, right?" And I says, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, we've got our tuxedos, you know, because we're here attending this grand gala. This is something that we could probably do if we crash it. And, you know, got the tuxedo." A key thing is, as long as you make it look like you fit in, you probably can fit in. A lot of people aren't going to ask questions. Okay, if you look like you're going to fit in, they're going to take you. So, but it didn't work this time. So, I want to do a big shout out again to enjoyteascapes.com, www.enjoyteascapes.com. They're great. They're just coming on board for our Big Bible Flay event next week. You know, a lot of stuff going on with Wild Creations this holiday. We've got a big call in next week from Renee Willett for our show. She's our new client, a new publicity client. It's a gorgeous day out here in L.A. Get out there,
have fun, enjoy,
drink something good. Go to wildcreationsmedia.com. Send us an email at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Flickr, follow us on LinkedIn, follow us on Instagram, follow us on MySpace. Get out there, live, love, love, eat.
And what does Pitbull always say, Mark?
Live every day above ground is
a good day.
So until next week, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, take care, have fun, enjoy.
Au revoir. Zamundo.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.